Well, good morning once again. We're glad that you're here with us. It has already been an amazing service this morning, but God's not done. He has more for us today. I do want to speak to the fact that the Jorgensens are moving this week. It's been an interesting season for us as we live in chaos. All of you have moved, I'm sure, from at one point in your life. Maybe not if you haven't. I'm jealous. This week I was writing one of my friends back in Kimberley, and she was asking how the move was going and how we were feeling. And I was like, oh, Leanne, it's not great. Like, so not prepared. But Tyler's not stressed at all. And she's like, oh, that's so like Tyler, right? And she's like, just, Lizzie, don't let him move your piano by himself. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot we had a piano. And it was just this moment of, like, the things that slip your mind when you're moving. And so just beware, if you volunteered to help move us, you've got a piano coming your way. Friendships are built or lost over moving pianos. It's just true. Let's pray as we dig into the word this morning. God, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you teach us each time that we open it, that you speak to us. And Father, I pray that today our hearts would be open to receive from you. So we give you this time and ask for you to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. So it's kind of ironic that we're moving this week, because this morning I want to start by telling you the story of how we got here to Nanaimo. We were very happy in Kimberley, B.C., pastoring a church there, living our lives. And one day I was downstairs in my house in Caleb's room, and my phone rang. And I look at it, and it says Steve Faulkner, who is the president of Foursquare Canada. And I'm like, oh, what's Steve want? You know, it's the middle of the day, random day of the week. I'm like, did I do something wrong? Am I in trouble? Like, why is Steve calling? And I answer the phone, and he's like, hey, Lizzie, I know that things are going really well for you in Kimberley. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I know that the kids are settled in their schools. And I'm like, yep, 100%. We're getting emotional up here. He's like, I know that the church is going really well, that you guys are in a season of revival and growth. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is an awesome phone call. He's like, I just am calling because God has put you and Tyler on my heart, and your names just keep coming up again and again and again. And I'm like, oh, where is this going? He's like, I just wonder, would you guys consider, would you be open to the possibility of moving to Nanaimo to pastor the church there? And there was a moment of silence. And I said to him one word, nope. And I think he was a little shocked, but he's like, actually, I'm not all that surprised. I was kind of expecting that you would say that. And I'm like, Steve, like, everything's going well here. The kids are doing great. The church is doing well. Like, we see a future here. And I had seen the job posting for the pastor this church months prior, and just read it and kept going, because I'm like, we're settled. We're here. And Steve was like, you know what, Lizzie, it's okay. It's okay. We'll just keep praying and we'll keep seeking, and we'll find the right people for that church. And in that moment, something happened in my heart. And I can't identify it completely. The only way that I can explain it is there was like this stirring. There was just something that happened in that moment, very brief. And I paused, and before I said goodbye to Steve, I said, Steve, you need to know that we will always pray about this. Whatever it is, if you give us an opportunity, if the Lord has placed this on your heart, we will pray about it. So give me a couple of days. Like, let me talk to Tyler. Let us talk to our kids. We'll pray. We'll seek God, and we'll see what he says. And it was only less than 48 hours later that all of us had just felt this confirmation that God was calling us. We didn't understand it. It didn't make sense in any way, shape, or form. And yet we knew that God was in it. And so what started as a stirring became this calling. We had learned many, many years ago in ministry that the best place that we can be is in the center of the will of God. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter where it leads. The best place for you to be is right in the center of God's will. And any time that God stirs something within you for change, for something new, for a renewal, for a shift, there is always an element of the unknown. There is always something about it that doesn't quite fit, that doesn't quite make sense. And the reason why is because when we respond to those stirrings, it requires faith. If it all made sense, we wouldn't need any faith, right? If things were bad in Kimberly when God called us to Nanaimo, it would have been like, hallelujah, we're saved, right? But for us to leave something amazing, to step into the unknown, it took faith. It took a level of obedience and trust that says, God, we want to be where you want us to be, no matter what. Is it a risk to respond to the stirrings? I think on our own it would be, but we are not alone. If you are a follower of Jesus, you have God leading you and working in and through you in every single season and situation. He is faithful, he is true, and he is working. I was thinking about this and had a picture of a puzzle. Janet, this is one of your puzzles that you lent to us. We'll get it back to you. When I open a box of a puzzle, this is a 1,000-piece puzzle. Whoop, I won't lose them. 1,000-piece puzzle, okay? And when I look at these pieces, I see complete chaos. I am not a puzzler. In fact, I don't really enjoy puzzles. The rest of the family love them. But I just see chaos. And when I pick out one piece, I'm like, I don't know how this fits together. I just see some random white piece. I don't know where it goes. It's stressful to me. What? Oh, no, it's not. This is the back. This is the back. They totally make fun of me all the time with puzzles. It's ridiculous. Because this just gives me a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety when I see all of these misfit pieces and I don't know how they go together. I once had a friend who said that she loves puzzles because it makes her calm. And I'm like, in what world are you living? The puzzles that I like are Caleb's puzzles that have like 12 pieces. And even then, sometimes they get a little stumped. My brain just doesn't puzzle, okay? But once my family sits down to do a puzzle, and once they start to take these misfit pieces and fit them together, over time you begin to see the masterpiece. You end with this beautiful picture that's all complete, it all fits together, it all works, and you get something beautiful that started out looking a bit like a mess, a bit like chaos. You get something in the end that you couldn't see at the beginning. I wonder for you if you have ever experienced a time in your life where you felt a stirring, where you've heard God calling, where you've heard him. Just this morning, we heard a call. John gave it to go deeper, to step deeper with our relationship with the Lord. Have you felt that stirring or that calling where God is saying, I have something for you. Will you trust me and will you step into it? Maybe you're experiencing that right now in the season that you're in. And when you hear that call, when you sense that stirring, is your answer, nope, like mine was to Steve? Or is it, God, would you help me to move forward in faith? Because moving forward in faith is what I want. What happens when we respond with I want to move forward in faith. There is a strengthening. There is a deepening of your faith. It's a trust. It's just knowing that God is there, that he has you, and that he's working. There's oftentimes renewal. The things that were dead, he brings back to life. And sometimes it's seeing with faith-filled eyes that those puzzle pieces that once seemed so random, so out of place, the ones that we looked at and said, this one doesn't belong. I don't see, well, see, there's two and they don't belong together. This doesn't belong. It doesn't fit. Now they begin to come together to build something beautiful and one of a kind. God is doing that inside each and every one of us. And it doesn't always have to be some big move across the province, move across the world. Sometimes it's just a daily change, a deepening where we go deeper in our walk with the Lord. He is doing that in each one of us. We've been studying through the Word of God and we've come to a chapter in the Bible called Ezra. And in the book of Ezra, it's during a time we've been studying about the captivity, how all of God's people were taken into captivity. And now many, many years have passed, and it is time for his people to return to Jerusalem. And so the book of Ezra is written at this time. Right from the beginning, we read about how God is stirring the hearts of his people and stirring the hearts of others to make his plans come to pass. And so I want to read to you right from the beginning of the book of Ezra, from chapter 1, verse 1, and then we're going to read through to verse 5. It says this in verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing. So this is where we first see this phrase that God stirred the heart. He stirred the heart of the king to make a proclamation. Let me tell you what the proclamation was, and then we'll jump down to verse 5 in a moment. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now look at verse 5. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had stirred, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Do you see here in these verses how God is stirring hearts? He's putting something within the hearts of the people to do something new. But not only in the hearts of the people, but it began with a stirring in the king of Persia's heart. A king, a foreign king, a king of the captivity that God used to bring about his purposes. The heart of Cyrus. God was orchestrating all of these things behind the scenes for his purposes. He was fitting together the pieces of the puzzle. And not only did God stir the heart of the king, of King Cyrus, God later stirred the heart of King Darius and then King Artaxerxes, all foreign kings, all kings of the captivity, all to work his purpose. Now, I find this fascinating because typically we don't think in the natural that God is going to use the pagan things of the world to accomplish his purposes. And yet here, God specifically stirred the hearts of these pagan kings to do his work. It's quite miraculous and it's quite encouraging. Cyrus sent the people back. He was the one who said, hey, anybody who wants to go back to build the temple, you are free to go. Amazing. Not only did Cyrus do that, but he sent them back with articles from the original temple that were stolen years before. He's like, you guys are free to go. Oh, and by the way, this stuff that was taken from you, these sacred articles from the temple, you can have them back. Go and worship your God. Then King Darius paid for all the construction costs of the temple. He paid for everything, not only to build the temple, but then he also said, hey, we're also going to pay for everything that you would need to offer the sacrifices to your God for worship. What? What kind of a foreign king does that? Says, go back to the land, build your place of worship, and we will provide the things needed for you to do that. It's incredible. And then King Artaxerxes, who again gave money, made provision. King Artaxerxes told this man of God named Ezra, who was a man who studied the word of God. He said to Ezra, hey, you know God's word. Your people that are back in Jerusalem, they don't know it. So I want you to go and teach your people the things of God. Go and open the word, share it with them so that they know how to worship the one true God in Jerusalem. How God fit these misfit pieces of the puzzle together to accomplish his purpose. If ever there was a story to illustrate how God can and does use anyone and anything to accomplish his purposes, it is this one. And it should be an encouragement to us that God stirred the hearts of pagan kings to bring about good for his people. So some of the people returned to Jerusalem. Those whose hearts were stirred by God, they responded by stepping forward in faith. And they said, we will go back and we will rebuild. That took a step of faith. It took a boldness to do something that they hadn't done before in a land that some of them hadn't been to yet. Many of them born in captivity. And now they're going back to this home to do the thing that God has called them to do. But it wasn't all easy. And friends, I think we need to hear this and we need to take it to heart. Because sometimes God calls us to something. He stirs something within us. He wants to bring about a season of newness or a season of renewal. And we take that step and then we encounter problems. We encounter opposition. We discover that, hey, this isn't as easy as we thought it would be. In our story, it was, yes, God, we will go where you want us to go. We will go where you call. And then we come. And was it all easy? When we got here? Not all, right? There was some hard times. For the people of Israel, when they went back, they encountered opposition. There were people in the land who didn't want them to restore what was lost. See, even when God calls us, when he stirs our hearts, it doesn't mean that we won't face opposition, but it does mean that if we face opposition, or I should say when we face opposition or troubles, he is right there with us. Even when I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. He leads us and he stays with us through the trials. For the people of Israel, when opposition came, God still brought about his purposes through it. And I love this in the book of Ezra. There were opposers to the work who actually wrote letters back to the kings in the land of captivity and saying, hey, there are these people and they're here and they're rebuilding the temple. And don't you know they've caused problems in the past? Are you sure that you want them to build? I don't think that you do. We need to put a stop to this. And while there were seasons and moments where the opposition did cause a stop to the rebuilding, what happened in the end is that the work actually was continued with greater blessing and provision for Persia. The opposers said, would you kings check the records and see what's actually happening here? And when the kings looked through the records, they discovered that, wait a second. This was supposed to happen. We did tell them to go back. We did tell them that we were actually going to provide, and we haven't provided everything that we said. So here's more. God again taking the pieces of the puzzle, fitting them together so that his purpose would be accomplished. These people who moved forward in faith, the people who responded to the stirring in their hearts from God, they rebuilt his temple. It was magnificent. The temple, their place of worship, it wasn't like it was before. It was different. It wasn't as splendid, but it was their place of worship. And they did what they were meant to do. The broken puzzle was now complete because of these faith-filled people who responded to the stirring by stepping out in faith and in trust. Now, there were other people who didn't respond with stepping out in faith. They didn't move forward in faith. They didn't return when they were given the opportunity to return. They chose instead to stay in captivity. And I often wonder, why would they do that when they were given an opportunity to go, to return, to worship their God in their land, in their home, in their temple? Why would they say no and stay in captivity? And I wonder, was it because that was comfortable? For many of them, as I already said, it was all that they had known. They were born in captivity. They didn't know anything different. Maybe it was scary. Those types of moves and transitions, when you respond to the call and the stir of God, there is an element of the unknown, as we already said. And that can be scary. Maybe they were just too scared. But maybe they had forgotten what it meant to move forward in faith, to trust their God. Maybe they had never been told the story of the people of God in the book of Joshua, where they had to put their feet in the water before the Jordan River would move. Maybe they forgot that their God requires a step of faith. Maybe they had never been taught. Maybe they had forgotten their God. Their God who promises in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that in all things he works together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Maybe they didn't know that God would be working behind the scenes. We get to know that because we have his testimony. We have the testimony of each other, of seeing how God has worked through us and in us and brought us to this place. What we see through the book of Ezra is God doing just that, working for the good of those who are called according to his purpose, who have he has stirred in the hearts to do what he is setting out to do. This is who our God is. And for each one of us today, he is stirring you. He is stirring something within your heart. I believe that. Because in every single season, he wants us to go deeper with him. He wants us to continue. It's not a one day, one time you step out in faith. It is a daily step of faith. God, where are you leading me today? God, what are you calling me to do today? God, how am I going deeper with you today? Each day, each moment, moving forward in faith. He invites us to more. The question is, what is God stirring in you right now? What is he stirring in you today, in your heart? What is the move that he is preparing you for? A move forward in faith. Perhaps it's something brand new, something unforeseen, something way out of the blue where you get that phone call and you're like, I was not expecting that. That wacky puzzle piece, right? That God's like, hey, this thing over here, we're going to fit it and it's going to bring about good. It's going to accomplish my purposes. Maybe it's just a restructuring, shaping something old into something new. New steps of faith, a new focus. Perhaps it's a shift in mindset. And I love, Kate, your word this morning about what is our motivation, right? Where is our focus? Maybe it's a shift in the mindset, in priority, in focus, in vision, to check our hearts to see, are we in step with the Holy Spirit, with where he is leading me today and tomorrow? Am I going where he is calling me? Moving forward in faith is just that. It is a move. You cannot move forward in faith with your feet planted in the ground. That's stagnant, right? This is not a move forward in faith. A move forward in faith requires a step. I want you to think for a moment about two different pictures, a picture of a lake and a picture of a river, okay? Now, if you see the picture of the lake, it might be beautiful when you look out at it, right? It's calm, it's peaceful, it's beautiful. But when you step in, you feel some slimy things. Am I right? It kind of feels nasty from time to time. It's a little warmer than it probably should be, and you're wondering, why is this so warm? See, when water doesn't move, it becomes stagnant, and yucky things grow, and they get slimy, and they get nasty, and they touch your feet, and you're like, ew, I want to get out of this lake. It's gross. Whereas a river, the water is moving, and the things that grow in the river are receiving life because the water is moving. It stays fresh. It stays healthy. What we need to understand as people of faith is that when God calls us to move, it requires movement so that what he is doing within us doesn't get that yucky, slimy, ooh, I'm stuck in the mud, but it is fresh and it is alive and it is new and it is healthy. What is God stirring in you today? What is he stirring in you? And what are you going to do about it? How will you respond? I see basically two ways for us to respond when God calls us to take a step of faith. The first way that we can choose to respond is to move forward in faith. Move forward. Take that step. Take one step, even this week. Whatever it is that God is stirring within your heart, this week, take one step toward that stirring, toward that calling. Maybe it's just a prayer. God, I hear you. I feel you. I know that you are stirring. I know that you are calling. It doesn't all make sense. Right now, it looks like a really weird puzzle piece, but I'm going to choose to trust you. In that prayer, you are stepping forward in faith. You are saying, God, it doesn't all make sense, but I know you're in it. So I'm taking a step. The second choice that we have when God calls and he stirs and he wants us to move forward in faith is that we could choose to just stay stuck in that comfortable muck. The choice is yours. But there is a piece of this puzzle that I believe that God wants to move in place in your life. And once that piece is put in, guess what? He's going to have another piece because we move in faith with our God. So church, will you move forward in faith? Will you respond to that stirring as the people of Israel did? As the kings of Persia did, to say, hey, this doesn't all make sense, but we trust God and we will take a step forward. Worship team, you can come. This year as a church, we made some pretty big moves. We took not little steps, but some giant steps forward in faith. And we are not done. And I'm preparing you. I don't know what's coming. I don't have any big plans, but I know that God does. Because he doesn't want us to stay the same. He's calling us deeper. He's calling us to more. And so as a church, we have an opportunity every day, every week, to move forward in faith. To build his kingdom the way that he wants us to, the way that he is calling us to, the way that he is positioning us to. When I look out at our city and I look where this church, even just physically, is placed, I'm asking God the question, God, what do you want us to do as Harvest Church in North Nanaimo? How do you want us to impact our city? What change do you want us to bring here? We don't want to do it on our own, but we want to follow God with whatever he is asking us to do. There is a whole mission field outside our doors. What are we doing about it? Because God wants us to get to work. God wants to move us forward, to trust him that he is doing something good in us and through us, that he is working these puzzle pieces together. He is fitting them together. You are not here on accident, by the way. You are a part of this puzzle, and you may be that really funky piece that you thought, hey, I don't belong anywhere, and yet here you are because you have a place here. And maybe you're the very normal piece, right, with the little, I see a puzzle piece and there's like the normal one. Maybe you're that one. Awesome. You belong here. Whether you're the really funky one or you're the really normal one, you have a place here. And God is building us together to create something beautiful that brings about change and life in our city. Will you respond with a yes to God? To say, as a church, we will move forward in faith. We will trust you for what it is that you are doing here. So, church, I have two questions for us to pray about this week. What is God stirring? And what are we going to do about it? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you speak, that you move, and that you call us deeper. Lord, I pray as individuals first, Lord, that you would speak very clearly to us. Lord, that we would sense those areas where you're asking us to take a step of faith, to move forward in faith. And Lord, that you would help us to trust you more, Jesus, to know that you are in it and you work all things together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purposes. And Father, as a church, I pray that you would show us what it is that you are doing, Lord, that you would stir within us as a body how you want us to impact our city and our world. Lord, would we take steps forward as a church to accomplish your purposes for this city? Your kingdom come, your will be done. We trust you, Jesus. Amen.
Would you stand with us?